531. Kiwi News at 5, Kona Māori, Ngai Ne Mai Vodango. A leading Pacific media producer says he's nervous about the merging of TVNZ and RNZ. Tawale O'o Stephen Stelling, who's worked for TVNZ and produces Tangata Pacifica, says there's a lot unknown at this stage. He's worried that Pacifica content won't feature in the new entity and funding won't be available to reach Pacific audiences.
As infuriating as it is to have a middle party, New Zealand On Air fulfilled a great moderating influence because the harsh reality of commercial television, in our experience, has just wiped us out to the side.
A senior Tongan fisheries officials urging Pacific countries to take notice of warnings by scientists about the impact of climate change on tuna stocks. The CEO of the Tongan Ministry of Fisheries, Dr. Tu'i Kualongahau Halafihi, was speaking at the Pacific Tuna Commission meeting in Vietnam. He says the commission needs to pay attention to warnings that tuna stocks will move eastwards out of Pacific Island countries' jurisdiction as the climate crisis intensifies. A groundbreaking ceremony has been held in Besio in Kiribati of a new open integrated market. The construction of the market is being funded by a $6 million contribution from Australia. The acting Australian High Commissioner, Timothy Gill, says it'll make a big difference to domestic trade.
The new market is expected to significantly enhance Kiribati's inter-island domestic trade activities, better linking producers on the outer islands with the growing market in South Tarawa.
A Pacifica-infused orchestral performance will be showing for the first time in Wellington tonight. The Mana Moana project is a collaboration between the Wellington Signature Choir and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Songs from Tonga, Samoa, Niue, Tokelau, Fiji and Cook Islands will fill the Michael Fowler Centre. Signature Choir Musical Director Fepulea E. Talentupai says the project's revitalising iconic anthems from the Pacific. Finally, in sports news, defending champions Fijian Ndrua will play in front of her home crowd in Nandi in the opening round of the Super W competition against the ACT Brumbies. There'll also be a second round match in Suva. And because there's no combined Pacific team, six Pacific women have been given scholarships to play for Australian teams. Two players from Tonga and four Samoan players will represent the Brumbies, Melbourne Rebels and Western Force. That's PM News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.